At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
But you realize we can talk about stuff without giving details, because I wanted to talk about Justin.
Well, you can talk about what do you want to talk?
All we would say is it was an event.
Okay.
And not name any names or anything.
And so I'll leave the name out of my text?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, dude, text from Justin has just been going off.
No, I think we got to wait. Okay. I can't do it.
You don't want to risk it.
Yeah, don't want to risk it. Don't want to risk it for the biscuit.
Let me just read the last one. Dang, we had 759 messages in the last 8 days.
How many?
759.
Wow.
And he said, okay, can't read that. I said, he said, I'm starting a new podcast. It's going to be on Ozempic.
Oh, God.
You can be
God.
The sound guy.
Oh, God.
And I said, well, I'll pass, since the demographic would be one person, our friend Ashley.
Oh.
That was it. That was it.
Ashley Ruiz?
Yes.
That's so wrong, dude.
That was it.
Oh,
but there's 758 other texts I can't read.
What?
Because we went to an event.
Yeah, I got it. Well,
we can't talk.
We'll do
about
it on Friday's pod. Friday's pod.
But it's really, we're building it up where I don't even know if there was that many noteworthy things that took place.
Yeah, there was. There was one big noteworthy thing.
All right.
And you saw it. You were a witness. And it was so awkward. But we'll do it on Friday. Can't do it right now. Just start the show.
Well, I'm on the wrong page. They were doing a dance party in here.
Oh.
Let's see. Soar. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Okay.
Got it. Got it, boys. All right, we're going to do it live. Arnold is here.
Yes, I'm here. Let's do it live.
All right, get on up to the board. Come on, man. You been hanging out with Abby?
Yeah, I've been slapping and working.
You better not be hitting her, and you better be slapping something else, not a woman. It's domestic abuse. All right, we're going to do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west north. Northwest side of Nashville with Baser, my wife. We are married. We've been married now 3.5 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. And yes, it has. It has. Time passes.
It does.
60 seconds by a minute, by a day, by an hour, by a month, week, year. I may have said that very dyslexic. But anyways, guys, there was a huge plane crash in Nashville.
Oh.
And the only reason I bring this up is because we just talked about Justin. And it was a family. They were in a plane. It was a private jet. They were trying to head to the airport. that you guys don't go to. The losers don't go to this airport.
No, we don't. We don't have access to that airport.
This is a private airport, and it crashed right next to where I used to live. And I hit up Justin, and I said, "Did you hear the crash?" He didn't hear a thing.
How much had he been drinking? Because that is, I mean, the exit where you used to live, overlooking the river, and you'd watch the sunsets.
It had to have been not Sonic Boom, not a yell. I mean, it had on the decibel level chart, it's not as loud as Kansas City Chiefs game. It's not as loud as an atomic bomb. I mean, it has to be up there.
It's a small plane.
It makes no noise when it crashes. Dude, have you ever seen two cars get in a wreck? You can hear it from five blocks away.
It's a great point. I was thinking they needed a lot of gas in it for it to be a loud thing, because it'd be a big explosion, and when you're making such a short trip, maybe they don't have as much gas, so it's not as loud as an explosion. Because when you, which is terrible, you see the pictures, there's not that much burnt grass around it. They said the fire department was able to put it out very quickly, which I feel like with that big of a boom, there'd be more fire.
And you always think, too, bigger plane. The plane crunched up is pretty small.
Very small.
Abby lives out there, Arnold's girlfriend, and she said people were stopping on the interstate taking pictures days after it happened.
That I don't understand.
That's our society.
Why do you want pictures of a plane crash?
Because it was still there and they got to investigate it, crime scene tape, so they thought they were getting access to something that maybe not a lot of people do.
It's like, oh, look, this is where five people died. Oh, let's take a picture of it. Selfie. Like, it makes no sense. I'm not one of those weird. That's a weird thing. It's like, let me go see where Nicole Brown Simpson got murdered. Like, people go do that. Like, don't really understand that.
See, you took it so there. I did go in South Beach. I was watching Gucci. Said dude's name. Versace.
Okay.
He was murdered on the steps of a building in South Beach.
Versace was.
Yeah.
The guy that the brand that owns the brand?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
And so, I mean, I did go see that spot. But the bars are around it. So you're partying. You're not going out of your way. It's now a beautiful pool. It's a spectacle. But he was murdered on the steps as you enter the building.
Like, do you go where MLK was shot as a, like, a feeler of, like, emotion?
9/11.
Oh, that's true.
Bite your tongue when you're talking to me, dude. 9/11, when you go there,
oh,
chills.
That's chills.
Yep. I didn't see the new thing that they have, but I believe they were constructing it. So it was the buildings crashed. They cleaned all that up. Then they were constructing the one tower center. And so that's what I went and saw before it was one tower center.
I believe I was in New York City, I don't know how many years after it was, on 9/11. And they were doing the whole, like, where they were doing, and people were going to pay respects, and they were having a big, not parade, but a memorial, like, parade. I don't know exactly what you call it. And I remember that. I don't know how many years after it, but now that you say that, I was in New York City at that time. And you're right, you do go sit there, but I think you go there to remember. Yeah. I feel like the people at the plane crash are going to just take pictures to take pictures.
Oh, for sure. If you're stopping, you're going 80 miles an hour. Those people, some of them don't even live out that direction. They're just going to take pics. But I will say, maybe it did glide. Maybe that's why it wasn't that loud. If it was a plane is quieter and he almost landed it and then it just nosedived at the last second, whereas two vehicles are in opposite directions, two vehicles in motion, 70 miles an hour, maybe the plane wasn't going that fast.
I wonder, it has to be, because something that is in motion continues to be in motion. So if they were going 60 miles an hour gliding, yeah. I mean, I don't know, can you glide at 60 miles an hour?
I don't know.
Huh. I mean, it's pretty bad.
You want me
to
text Amy's ex-husband?
No.
Tell him for the pod.
That's Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Great podcast. Check it out. But no, I don't want to. I don't want to go down that road. That's a little weird. I don't want her to get upset that we're texting her husband about plane stuff.
Also, you have the Olarka that you drink out of. What's with the Gatorade now? Are you LeBron, Michael Jordan?
Yes, dude. Like, I'm gonna tell you what. I couldn't find the Lark this morning. And I found this Gatorade, you know, the ones that athletes use, like when the football players and the guy comes out and squirts the water in their face mask.
Dude, you look like you're LeBron in the fourth quarter.
And I found this at the soccer field a couple years ago.
Lay hydrate.
And it was in the cabinet, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to use this today because it is a great water bottle. Like, it is the perfect squeeze. I don't know how the engineers designed it, how they came up with the perfect amount of squeeze in the straight line, but
yeah. Lay drink.
One squeeze, it's perfect in your mouth. It's not over. Like, it's not, you're not getting too much water. It's not coming too fast. It's the perfect hydration.
Wow.
And you feel like an athlete.
I know that we did tease it a little bit, but yeah, we do have that. We do have to talk about that event then on Friday's podcast. It's just been embargoed until then.
But I also brought this in honor of Jason Kelce's retirement.
I couldn't watch the clips. I watched them, didn't hear any of them.
Really?
No, I mean, I'm not going to listen to the dude babble about his career.
I don't know why. The Kelce brothers, like, they're getting so much press. They're everywhere, right? And you get annoyed with them. But then I just watch Jason Kelce on his own, and I am like, that dude may be the greatest human, greatest teammate, greatest everything on the planet. I need to watch the entire speech. I've just seen clips, but it was fantastic.
Really?
Fantastic.
Well, play it, and then we won't have to talk.
Well, we could do that, but I don't have the whole thing. And then you read the story that came out yesterday. People were saying, man, I noticed that he had his ankles taped when he went up to do his press conference to say he's retiring. You know why he has his ankles taped?
I'm guessing overweight.
Wrong. Because the same dude has been taping his ankles and his fingers every day for the past 13 years.
So he had him tape him?
The only problem is when they went to play the playoff game in Tampa, he was out. He couldn't go to the game because he was doing cancer treatment, so he wasn't there for the last game.
So he wore it in memory of the dude.
So the dude wasn't able to tape him for his last game, and when he told him, hey, man, I'm going to be retiring, he said, it really sucks. It hurts. I'm sorry I couldn't be there for your last game to tape you one final time.
Let me tape you for the presser.
So Jason Kelce is the one that said, dude, why don't you tape me for my presser?
Okay. That's cool, but man, I've seen it. He was in the back taping him up.
So he taped him up, man.
Wow.
Like,
his wrists were taped and stuff?
No, just his ankles. Okay. I think he just did his ankles.
Dang, so they're all back there taping him up, crying?
Yes.
On our final podcast, you'll be here writing the description crying. I'll be giving you the timestamps. 14:10, 22:20, 42:44. We went a little long on that segment.
100%.
What we talked about today. The final pod.
I don't know why.
The final pod, dude.
I don't know why I read that story last night, and I was like, that is incredible.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, that is like, so it shows me like Jason Kelce's a loyal dude.
Yeah.
Like, he is like loyal to the like up team, like he has your back. And it was great, like some of the clips he said. Like, he goes, what football, what a fantastic sport. He goes, I'm in the huddle, and standing next to me is 6'9", 360-pound Magalata, whatever, I don't remember his name. He goes, and then on my left is 4'6" Darren Sproles, and we're playing the same sport. He goes, how unbelievable is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
It's crazy. And then he got up there and he said, I just want to say thank you to Nick Foles for having the biggest dick on the field that Super Bowl.
That was part of his speech?
Yes.
I gotta hear this thing.
Dude, he just went on and on. Like, he thanked all these people, and then he talked about him and Travis when they were kids and how they would imitate the players of that generation, and how he goes, we won so many Super Bowls and we hadn't even left our backyard yet.
Okay, we all did that. But how many game winners did you shoot in your backyard? How many of your kids made?
None, because I shot them in the front yard. Our basketball court was in the driveway.
Hey, kid, I'll meet you out there. Got you a new ball. Hey, how many game winners have your kids shot?
None yet. They don't really get that.
We'll keep the tally for their presser when they do a speech.
They do when we play soccer in the backyard. They're like, one more goal, Dad. One more goal wins the game. And
they've never left their backyard, and they've already gotten a goal winner.
I just thought the clips I saw were like, this dude is awesome.
Let me just say this. I hate to be the antagonist, the anti-hero, if you will.
It's not anti-hero.
The devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
Aren't we supposed to be loyal? I mean, you think about it. You're born into a family. You're supposed, I mean, the first person that breaks away is if their parents get a divorce, then you're like, oh, that's not loyalty. Okay. But I think at our core, we're supposed to be loyal. Then you throw in money, sex, prostitution, drugs, weed, head, all kinds of stuff. You throw that stuff in, and that breaks away distrust, loyalty. I think at our core, we're all supposed to be pretty trusting, loyal type people. Our herd mentality, we're supposed to.
I think it is forced upon us early on to be loyal. Because as a parent, and as maybe you were growing up, is like, I tell my kids, I believe my parents always said this was.
Yes, I grew up too.
They would always say, hey, all you got, your brother and sister. That's that, you know, that's who's going to be there for you in the end.
That's Toolbox said that?
That's who you have to rely upon.
Hey, and, kid, I'm not going to be around forever.
And I believe, like, because my dad doesn't talk to one of his brothers. My mom doesn't talk to her brother. And I don't know if it's my dad or my mom that we talk about it. And they're like, the one thing I just hope is that you always stay close to your brother and your sister. Like, to this day, they say that. And so you're supposed to be loyal to your family, but at the same time, your family can be different. And so I think it's okay to not talk to your brother or sister if, you know what, as you grow up, you realize, you know what, we were just born in the same family. We're nothing alike. We have nothing in common. So,
blood.
Except for blood. But just because you have blood, does that mean you have to have a close relationship?
DNA.
DNA, RNA, chromosomes, neutrons, protons, micro red cells.
Bacteriums.
Yep. Rectums. I get it. But we act like we have to be loyal to the family. But in the end, it's like, we don't have anything in common. Let's go our separate ways. We grew up in the same house, but that doesn't mean, because like Garrett, he talks to his brother twice a year.
Yeah, throw the body in the Boston Harbor.
They live in the same city.
That
they have kids.
A no good, not for nothing kid.
And they talk twice a year.
Yeah, everybody's different, man.
So yes, loyalty, you're supposed to be loyal to your family, but at the same time, you shouldn't have to be. But what Jason Kelce did, it was just like, damn, he seems like a pretty thoughtful dude.
I think this Dollar General drink is flat, but I'm that thirsty, I'm going to drink it.
Okay, I have no idea where the hell that went, but yes, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back. And hey, Nick Saban, he's dropping some truth bombs.
16:15.
Thank you.
First break of our final episode.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Dude. Where are
my clips at?
You got Nick Saban or what?
No.
No. So, Nick Saban, they lose. They lose in this college football semifinal. You know what I mean?
It's Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan beats them.
Jalen Monroe up the middle. Should have run it out.
And all of a sudden, Nick Saban retires. And everybody's like, what in the world? He has come out and said.
Whoa, good for him.
I want to be clear, but this wasn't the reason, but some of these events certainly contributed to why I retired.
The run up the middle from the OC.
I was really disappointed in the way that the players acted after the game.
Wow, they were playing rap music.
Nope. You got to win with class. You got to lose with class. We had our opportunities to win the game, and we didn't do it. And then showing your ass and being frustrated and throwing helmets and doing that stuff, that's not who we are and what we've promoted in our program.
So he decided in Beverly Hills at the Rose Bowl, I'm done coaching. These kids are crazy.
He thought, okay, this is not how you act. You're acting like a bunch of spoiled brats, okay?
Spoiled, ooh, NIL money.
That's his next quote. I thought we could have had a hell of a team next year, and then maybe 70 or 80% of the players you talk to, all they want to know is two things. What assurances do you have that I'm going to play?
Because and when am I getting ass?
Because if I'm not going to play, I'm thinking about transferring. Then the next question they would ask me, how much are you going to pay me? Our program here was always built on how much value we can create for your future and your personal development, academic success in graduating and developing an NFL career on the field. So I'm saying to myself, maybe this doesn't work anymore. The goals and aspirations are just different, and it's all about how much money I can make as a college player. Not saying that's wrong or bad, I'm just saying that's never been what we're all about, and it's not why we had success through the years. He realized the college game was passing him by.
Duh. But remember, what you're hearing there isn't what actually was happening. There was a report Larry Brown Sports put out 10 years ago where Alabama players were getting suits from the local tuxedo place.
No.
There were back-end deals. And Nicky Saban loved to put a little snake oil on his shoes in his hand and grease the monkey. And he can't grease anymore when everything's out in the open now with NIL money. Everything's out to show up or show out. Back in the day, you just grease a tuxedo guy, and all of a sudden your guy's wearing a $1,000 tuxedo. That doesn't matter anymore.
Right. There is no backdoor deals. How good are you at the backdoor deal? You can be upfront about being able to get as much money as you want. So will these other schools have more money? They can pay these players.
Michigan, Vanderbilt.
Now, Vanderbilt. Belmont, Lipscomb, Concordia. I mean, all these schools. No. I think he realized, like, man, this NIL thing, he realized this is such a nightmare that I have to recruit my own players over and over and over again. If I don't play them their freshman year, they're out of here, and that sucks. And he's like, I'm 72 years old. I'm the greatest college football coach of all time. I don't need to be kissing these 18 and 19-year-olds' ass. I've already done it for 2 years while they were in high school to get them to come to Alabama. That should be enough. And then they don't play their freshman year, and they're threatening me that they're going to transfer? They're going to come up to Nick Saban? Nick freaking Saban and say, hey, you're either going to play me or I'm going to transfer? I ain't got time for this shit. I made too much money. I'm going to go relax, and I'm going to be on TV, which I still don't understand why he's going to ESPN. Dude, enjoy your life. Enjoy relaxing. You have all this money. Go on vacation for 6 months. Do something.
And you realize on ESPN, you still got to work. You still have to come up with segments.
Oh, my
gosh.
You
have to fill time. You got to do these lifestyle pieces.
You have to watch tape because he's going to be on the college football stuff, but he's going to have to watch tape. He's going to have to learn about teams, players, recruiting. It's like, why would you want to do that? You retired because you want to get away from the game. You're tired of the game. You don't like where the game is going. Oh, I just don't. But I love what he's saying because he's admitting it. He's like, look, this ain't for me. Like, I was dominating. I was winning. I'm not about to kiss your ass in the morning, guarantee you playing time. That's not how we do it at Alabama.
And Hannah Storm, SportsCenter, she's going to be saying, so yeah, so you just see this play, and Nick, what do you think? And then there you go. Then you're going to have to be right back to the film room explaining. Hopefully you watch tape because you're still going to have to watch tape. You never left the film room because Hannah Storm ain't breaking down the film. And I don't know why she got astray. And is my mic cutting out or is that just my headphones?
Just your headphones. And where is Hannah Storm at now? Like, she still
she's
does
still there.
Where?
One of the few. Sports Center. She actually has a shift.
Oh, I was thinking Hannah. Who was Hannah Storm, the one that used to be on Inside the
NBA? You
were
thinking of Hannah Brown.
No, that was The Bachelorette. Was Hannah Storm on Inside Stuff with Rashad?
Ahmad Rashad.
And she's on ESPN now?
Yeah, she's
I don't even remember.
On it. I'll randomly throw it on at 7 a.m. on a Saturday. Please tell me there's something on and it's Hannah Storm and they're doing a lifestyle piece. And I'm just like, what has happened to SportsCenter? What has happened? I haven't seen a highlight of a basketball game in about a month since Clinton was in office.
Yeah, I haven't. I saw some highlights the other day. Wembanyama was step back three. And those were the only highlights I saw.
Rookie of the year. He's won the award.
He's won. Hey. It's over.
But
it's,
what isn't over, dude, is the Pacific Division, the Suns to win it. They're only four back.
That's done. What isn't...
18 times your money, though. Isn't that worth it?
It's done, no. What isn't done is MVP. Who's the MVP?
Isn't it? It's Jokic or Giannis.
Why not? Here's the thing. The Thunder win the number one seed in the West. SGA
Gigi Agurigaldis.
Or Jason Tatum with the Celtics. Why not him?
They're way far down.
They're unbelievable, though.
But they lost.
Oh, they lost one game.
That's NBA.
I understand you lose one game, but they're awesome.
I feel it's a runaway. It's Jokic again. I think he won it last year. If he didn't, it was Giannis. It was one of the two.
Yeah, I don't know who won it. No, I think they gave it to... Did they give it to Joker last
year? Arnold, who won it last year?
Embiid. Did they give it to Embiid? No, they haven't given it to Embiid.
Giannis!
That's not how you say his name, and I don't think he won it.
Yes, he did! Giannis!
That's not how you say it.
Now, one sport I don't understand, and I don't ever want to participate...
Pickleball.
No. The Iditarod. You know what that is?
Yeah, I'm from the north. Sled racing. Dogs. Okay. Mush them. Just slap them around, man. Get us across the UP.
Just because you're from the north doesn't mean you know everything.
I'm telling you, they would do the Iditarod right next to us, dude. You had dogs running, man. It's 12 wide. Come on, let's go. Lash and bash. Go to the right. Go to the left. Come on. Heel. Come on, Husky. Roar, roar. Come on. Dog down. That's what it was all like, dude. That's what it was like, man. Everybody had a mushing team. That's all you did was mush.
Is that what it's called, mush?
Yeah, you fucking mush them, dude.
Bleep.
There's some good mushing movies. Watch them. I don't know the names of any of them, but... Well, I'm glad this button doesn't work.
There it goes. Jeez. You got to press it.
Clay and Buck. I saw some footage of them the other day.
What were they doing?
Well, they weren't
Did they
here,
mention me?
But they have home studios, and they have their logo in the home studios, so it looks like they were in here. They ain't been in here in months.
No, I even told him, hey, let us know when you need the studio next week. And he didn't even respond. It was like
a segment on our show.
He's like, man, it was so weird. I was at a restaurant the other night and some guy kept yelling from across the way, Clay, let us know when you need the studio. You and Clay and Buck, let us know when you're going to be in the studio next week. We'll leave it open for you.
I have no idea we exist.
No, he doesn't even know we have a heartbeat. They'd be like, what? You work where? Like, if I would have went up to Clay and said, hey, man, nice working with you, man. It's really good that we're coworkers. He would have been like, who are you and what are you doing at my table?
Same company, two completely different lives, same studio.
Yeah, I think he gets paid a little bit more than we do, too.
He does. His last segment, though, was who's the chick from Euphoria? Sunny Sweeney?
Oh, yeah. Sydney Sweeney?
He said, so America, his angle is now, America is fine with us liking breasts again. Sydney Sweeney hosted SNL.
Wow. What is that?
I don't know. That's what their show talks about, dude.
Did America never like breasts?
Apparently, we weren't allowed to, but now it's fine. You can like breasts again because she had them hanging out.
Because I got to be honest, I've always liked breasts. I've never stopped liking breasts.
Well, apparently it was frowned upon to like women's breasts for a little while, but now we're fine with it again. That's why she, I believe, is well endowed.
She is well endowed.
Was
She's
able
beautiful.
To host. Was able to host.
We went to Home Depot on Saturday for the kids' little workshop, and they built a butterfly house. Okay. And we're walking back and we're leaving Home Depot. And
this woman had some nice hangers, right?
No. My.
Dude, what if you had a relationship with your wife where you're like in the checkout line? You're like, sweetie, you got to be real, man. Look at that chick's hanger. Since your chick's just like, you're right. She has some big boobs.
Hey, babe, look at those knockers. Like those. Dude, she's like, and your wife's like, dang, they do bounce very nicely.
I have gotten to the point, though, where my wife will go, isn't that girl so beautiful? And I'm just like, yeah, I mean, she's fine, but. What are you going to say? Oh, my gosh, she's hot. Yeah, she's pretty, and she's fine. But yes, maybe we will get to that point where she goes, hey, look at that girl, aisle two over there. Doesn't she have some huge tits? Yeah, she does. I agree.
I have had my wife say, like, when some are ginormous or something.
Oh, she does?
Not like that, but she'll be like, how does she find shirts that fit?
So you're close.
So we're close. Okay. We're not all the way there where we're just going, hey.
What are you talking about? I didn't even see them. Oh, wow.
Hey, do you see those bowling balls? Where, honey? No, I didn't even notice. What bowling balls? Oh, in her shirt.
Would you look at that mountain range? Holy hell. She must have a triple D.
Like, do you think she has a back brace or just a bra?
Honey, what do you think? Real or fake?
Now, we do that.
You do?
We've done
See,
that.
See, you guys are there, dude.
We have done that where you look at them, like if we're watching a show maybe or whatever, and she'll be like, are those real? No, those can't be real. And I'm like, I don't, I mean, they're.
What
they're,
a great debate.
I'm like, they're moving as she's running, so they gotta be real, but I don't know. She's like, but they look too I mean, we do discuss it, but we don't straight up go, dang, look at them titties. So we're walking back to the car, and my wife goes to help my 5-year-old in, and he goes, will you pick me up to put me in the car? Because he usually likes to climb. And she goes to pick him up, and he hits her head on the left breast.
Was the story always going to talk about this?
Yes.
Hilarious segue.
And my wife, and he goes, Mama, why do you have those?
Daddy just has a little nub in his pants.
And she goes, what? He goes, I notice only women have those things on the front. And he said things on the front.
Son, do you want me to grow some?
And she goes, oh, you mean breasts.
What a day here in the Home Depot parking lot.
Home Depot parking lot on a Saturday morning about 10:30 a.m.
Son, I see you just learned about tits.
Well, son, it's about time we tell you about the birds and the bees, okay? Like, so what happens is you start playing with these things. Mom gets a little excited. And that's how you're created. So she's like, well, these, yeah, only women have these, and when you have little babies, she goes, like, when you were a little baby and your brothers were little babies, you guys use these to get your milk.
And then sometimes I play with them.
And he said, oh, so we can get milk out of those? My wife looks at him and goes, oh, no, babe. Like, when you guys get older, there's no more milk in there. And he goes, oh, so we just get milk from the fridge now. I mean, just
the milks
and she's like,
run dry.
And she's like, yep. And he goes, okay, so I'm not going to get those when I get bigger. And she goes, no. And he goes, okay.
Not unless you want to, son.
And so later on, my wife, we're sitting in the kitchen. She goes, can you believe he asked me about my breasts? She goes, he's 5. I didn't know we were going to talk about breasts at 5. I'm like,
never know when it's going to hit.
Never know when it's going to hit. But I mean, right there in the Home Depot parking lot was a whole, like, light bulb went off. Like, hey, What did I just hit my head on, and why don't I have those?
I knew it was coming, honey. He asked me about my crank the other day.
No, that was years ago when he told my wife, he goes, Mom, your penis fell off. I think he was three when that happened. He was three. And he goes,
he's ahead of his time.
Mama, your penis fell off.
Well, if your mom had one, I would not be with her, son.
I didn't even get to the Iditarod.
You go.
In the first 24 hours of the Iditarod in Alaska, a musher had to punch an aggressive moose in the face, and he got away.
Yay.
The next musher had to shoot the aggressive moose after it attacked his dogs.
Hey, did you see that f***ing moose, eh?
But here's the thing. When you kill a moose or any animal when you're mushing, you have to gut it for the meat.
Yeah, fucking jackrabbit. Gut that son of a bitch.
So he had to field dress it while he's in the middle of a race getting all the meat so he could carry on.
Ain't nothing like moose knuckle, hey, mother f***er.
Then the third team that was behind the guy that killed it crashed into the carcass.
Hey, watch the f*** out, eh?
So... hey, sign me up for something I don't ever want to do. I don't want to be a freaking musher.
Hey, why don't you go back to my knot, you musher motherfucker? Eh?
And do they have fans along the musher course, like on a marathon? Like, yeah. Hey, go, Jimmy, go.
In the cities. But once they're on the, it's all on snowmobile trails. So the trails are already there for them. And they'll go for miles and days without seeing people. But once they get to the major cities, that's where the fans build up.
I'll text Jimmy and Amy and be like, hey, who are you guys cheering for in the Iditarod? Because they live in Alaska.
Vans?
No, people I used to play soccer with. Jimmy and Amy Steinert.
Well, I'm sure they'll respond to that very timely.
Hey, guys, I saw the Iditarod is going on in Alaska right now. Do you have a favorite team you're cheering for? Question mark. Are you going out on the course to cheer for your favorite dogs? Question mark.
Segment wise, I'm just very curious. Vegas. Did I title that? Vegas memories. Do any of these segments pique your interest? Grocery store stories. Arnold on X. Texts from Justin. Emails from the losers. How'd you sleep last night?
Yeah.
Kentucky, Alabama, Tennessee, UConn, Arizona. My teams that'll win the championship. Did any of those pique your interest?
Yeah, we'll take a break and we'll do one of those right after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Vegas memories.
No, not Vegas memories.
One time I hooked up with a guy.
You did?
I was talking to
you. I know
voice.
You were being me. I got it. No, but I saw the NFL. They're going to adopt a new kickoff rule, it looks like. And you're going to have to tell them in advance if you're going to try the onside kick.
Well, I mean, we've seen the end of the onside
the
kick.
The onside kick is dead. Absolutely stupid. So there's going to be none of these surprise like onside kicks to start the second half or to start the game because it's like, oh, wait, hold on. Hey, Chiefs, I just want you to know we're going to do an onside kick here. We're going to try to surprise you, but the new rules are we got to come over and let you know the play we're going to run before we run it.
Let's analogize this because have you ever been with a company where MLB doesn't really do new rules? And MLB, NBA, not really. NFL seems to do new rules every
hold
year.
Hold on. MLB did a lot of new rules. Pitch clock.
That first
throwing
time
throwing over.
Years.
Yeah. All rarely. That. Okay.
But would you say football does more new rules than other people?
100%. Okay. Because NBA, I can't think of a new rule.
Dude, NBA or yes, NFL reminds me of the company that always has new rules. Grande Communications. Dude, every Monday we had a meeting of new things. Hey guys, instead of using Excel, we're now going to use Bixel. It's cheaper, but it's the same thing. What? That's a new rule? Hey guys, now when you take your 15-minute break, if you're not necessarily going to take a break, if you're just going to socialize, you have to go now out there. What? You're telling me where I can socialize? Hey guys, we've had reports now that people are just like sitting in the lobby area socializing. Well, there's customers that can come in. It's not really a great look, so can you guys take your break? Dude, they made new rules every Monday. I'm telling you. Then the lumber mill. They were the NBA, baby. They were Major League Baseball. I didn't have a new rule for 10 years working there. Lunch pail, clock out, here you go, sweep sawdust, leave when you want to. There was never a new rule, dude. And it, when you get to the job that has rules over rules, it's time to get a new one. Nobody needs that.
The fact that they're going to eliminate, I don't understand how you're going to get. So if you're down by 10 in the with a minute to go and you score a touchdown, the game's over?
You got to notify them.
Yeah, you know how, well, I mean, I guess they already know you're going to do it. But the element of surprise, so and they're going to move the kick. They're going to do it like XFL, they say, where the kicker is way back here, and then you kick off, like your team is on the opposing team's 35-yard line, 5 yards away from the other team, and you can't move until the guy catches the ball.
Hey, guys, any time that you are going to punch out for the day, you need to turn your phone off, too. We've had people reports of taking phone calls after they were already punched out to try and up their revenue-generating units and trick the algorithm. So thank you on that. Hey, guys, if you're going to put in time off, it needs to be 2 weeks in advance. Great, and since I always know when I'm going to get sick. Hey, guys, so we've had some of the new employees think that they can use all 5 weeks of their time off in the first 6 months. You can't. You have to spread it out throughout the year. Hey, guys, new rule now. We're going to have a meeting with Bernardino. On top of your Monday morning meeting, you now have to meet with your supervisor every Thursday, and he can talk about how you've been doing. Dude, it was every week. This just reminded me how many new rules we had at that damn place. I couldn't even keep up with it. Hey, guys, with your computer, you cannot bring your own laptop. You can only use your computer, and there weren't smartphones then, so you could only text. So you was just have that computer, and people were bringing little laptops on the side. It was insane. Sorry. The new rules, yes, we'll see that in place, and I thought of a new segment.
What?
What if I gave updates of the Titans Stadium? Because I drive by it every morning.
I like it.
So I can tell you new shit. But guess what? There's no new updates. They haven't done anything. Dude, there's nothing. It's still Titan Stadium. There were no shovels. There's no dirt.
No, they dug dirt, dude.
But it was fake dirt that they brought in from the country and made it look like they were digging. There is still not one thing they've done to the new stadium that's supposed to be built in 3 years. We got to think of a catchy title for that, though. Updates on the Titan Stadium?
Titans turnaround, Titans stadium.
Super Bowl stadium seat.
Sissons. Stadium sightings.
There we go.
Sissons stadium sightings.
There we go. You did it.
Is it really that good?
Decent.
It's not bad.
Look at all the rest of our crap.
Now I want to know about, hey, is Boomer still playing basketball?
No, basketball ended. He did go to the varsity for one playoff game. But in Michigan, you play the class that's bigger than yours. They put all classes together. So they played a school that was like 10 times bigger than them, and they lost. And so he didn't play. He was just like a bench warmer.
Yeah.
But they brought him up for the experience or whatever. So yeah, he's over. He's now in baseball.
So did he learn anything?
No.
Being up on varsity, did he learn how they operate? Like how to?
No.
Well, I think at what point do you bring instant replay to high school?
Mm.
I watched.
Where that team won, lost.
Oh,
won
my
again.
God. They're in the New York. I think it's in New York. In the quarterfinals. They were in the semifinals.
I got an instant replay story.
And the guy sinks a free throw with like 4.6 seconds left to go up by one. The other team goes down, throws up a three, bricks it. The guy tips it in. Winner! Winner! And the ref counts the basket. Counts the basket. Everybody down on the court. Storm the court. Everybody's going crazy. Crazy. The truckers are celebrating. The lawyers are looking to sue.
That one got deleted. Somebody deleted that one. Tractor.
They huddle for 15 minutes.
Ah!
And the refs decide, no basket.
Brutal.
Game over, they lose. You look at any video.
It looked like he got it off.
They won the damn game.
Yeah. That's one of those you can almost like protest.
Hey, is there any chance you like? I know if you lose, you lose. You win, whatever.
Let me just say this: there will be kinks and there will be a learning curve because they did it in college. I was there at Texas State when they did their first instant replay. Dude, we were so slow. I kind of helped out with it. I was a public address announcer. And they came over and they go, hey, you guys, you got to have this mouse. Here's this screen. Anytime we say replay, we go to you. So it was me, this other dude I worked with. What was his name? Adam. And so Adam was going to be doing the clicking. Dude, Adam didn't even know what was going on. He didn't want to work a computer. So you had a guy that didn't love doing it. Me, they said, hey, you got to learn in. And if they need you to fast forward, you got to hit this. I'm like, I'm the public address announcer. It's not my job to hit fast forward. I'm going to get fans. Dude, it took us like 20 minutes the first time to review a play. People are booing. They're like, come on, figure out the fucking call. Hey, public address announcer, you fucking suck. Dude, after that, then they paid somebody. Then there was a person in the position. It was me and the maintenance guy that were running the computer for the replays.
I want replays, but then it also drives me nuts because they're like, oh, if it's clear and obvious, they overturn it. If you spend more than 2 minutes... It's not clear and obvious.
Bro, it was a layup before the half, and we held him out there. We were easily 10 minutes. It took us 3 minutes.
See, but this high school game.
I couldn't tell the ball on the guy's finger because it didn't zoom in enough, so it looked like his finger was connected to the ball. How am I supposed to call that as the public address
exactly.
announcer?
It's not clear and obvious. Move on with our lives. But this, they can't just go to the crowd, grab someone's phone, and say, hey, you got a video of that? Let me see that video. Basket's good, game over. What are we doing? Standing there for 15 minutes. How does it take 15 minutes? You're not even able to look at a replay. So in that 15 minutes...
They're just talking?
Yeah, they're just talking. And you're like, I might...
What did you see, man?
Yeah, what did you see? Well, I saw... I counted the basket emphatically. Well, yeah, on my angle, I don't know, man.
The one dude who's saying no against it was so emphatic. He goes, no
basket. No basket. He was waving it off. Oh. No.
They got it off with 2 seconds. 0.2.
Yeah, 0.2 or 0.6. I don't know, but it's crazy that you can't. You lost the game, but can they go back and say, you know what, actually you won, and just move them on? But they won't do that.
Protest. They always say that word. I don't know if it actually works for anything.
It never worked. I have never seen a
Ray,
game.
I'm protesting this podcast.
I've never seen a game protested and win.
They just do it. It's just a formality.
It makes you feel better. But I did get a response from Amy and Jimmy.
Ray, it fluffs you a little bit.
Amy said, we are cheering for bib number 38.
Good job, because they're
dressed like disco balls, and they shotgunned beers as they pulled away from the ceremonial start line.
Eh?
So number 38 is the favorite to win the Iditarod. That's who we're cheering for.
Oh, yeah, eh? So it's still going on? It was completed? Our news stories are a week old? What's the deal?
No, that it just started this week, dude.
I saw that Moose story about a month ago.
No, you didn't. You saw it like yesterday.
I saw it Monday.
Okay, yeah, Monday afternoon. Guess what? We don't record a podcast on Tuesday. Today's Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh. I thought a month passed.
Sorry.
Dude, we get in this bomb shelter, Vegas style, in these studios without sound, and I don't even know what time it is.
Yeah, I don't either. And before we go, I'm going to read you an email.
Oh, emails from the losers.
Email from the losers. Hey, coachers, I can tell you exactly how these jersey break guys do it. They all sell the same products in the same packaging. There is a website where you can buy the prepackaged jerseys in bulk or helmets or whatever you want. You fill out an application form to become a wholesale seller of the product. Your minimum buy is $5,000, and it goes up from there. Basically, you order a crate of these jerseys, then they all come pre-signed and unlabeled packages from a very large company who can have access to the players whenever they want. They charge anywhere from $10 to $30 or more per team for people to sign up. So each break, they're getting between $300 and $1,500, and one person wins that jersey. Sorry if this is not making sense. I'm using talk to text while driving.
No, I couldn't tell at all, man.
Also, if you'd like to invest in a sore loser's jersey break, TikTok, let's make some money. I'll hang up and listen. Andy Lissack.
Yeah, here's Eddie's old jock, guys. We're going to get bids on this.
Hey, Andy, let's not text and drive because you got to worry about the truckers out there. And, I mean, I still don't understand how they make money. It just seems like I don't want to do it. $5,000, would you want to do a break?
Mm-hmm.
No?
I was going to just start this video and do this package, all part of it.
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
You need to filibuster.
Okay, we are going to open.
Philly.
No, just go to YouTube and watch us open a package. I need you to go to YouTube. We got a package in the mail, and we're going to open it on YouTube. Appreciate it. Have a happy Wednesday. Co-ed soccer game tonight. Dude, let me tell you, my team is in shambles. One girl broke her foot. I need females. Any females in Nashville that can play soccer, please. You want to be on my team? Because one girl has a work dinner, one girl broke her foot, one girl got pregnant, so we're down to two girls. One that I got off of Instagram, she's only played one game with us, and the other one is a girl on our team. That's it. And she's about to move to Colorado or something, so we're going to be down to one girl. So if you want to play soccer, let me know. Co-ed, it's on Wednesday nights. We'd appreciate it. All right, go to YouTube. We're going to post the video. You can watch us open this package. Who's the package from, Ray? You don't know? Okay, we'll find out. All right, have a good Wednesday, guys. We're out of here.
All right, Finn to find out. I have to leave. No. Forward.
Well, we're not going to do it on here.
Yeah, we're doing it separate.
Yeah.
We're doing it separate. I'll just keep the audio rolling.
Oh, okay.
All right, we need something to open that up with.
Oh.
Let's keep the address blurred.
Hold on. This says to the...
It's sore losers.
I don't think it is.
It is. It's to us, but it was addressed to me. You don't need to read my damn address.
Okay, I won't. Well, I mean...
Ray, it doesn't say Sore Losers Establishment Building.
Well, I don't have anything to open it, bro. Hey, give me those scissors over there. They're scissors. Sizzin, give me the scissors.
I think I got to lean forward so I can make it on this.
Can you see me?
I can see you.
Oh, my gosh.
I may have to stand on this again.
No, they can see you just fine without you standing on it.
No, they're not.
All right, it's a big brown box.
Ow. 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 Hey, guys, it's a... You'll never have guessed it's a brown box that things came in.
Yeah, it came regular USPS Ground Advantage. It weighs 3 pounds, 5.7 ounces, and it's addressed to Ray and his wife, not to the sore losers. Makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Because I think actually there may have been something in there for us, but there is a sore losers component.
Yeah.
So I just tried to make it seem like we get
I mean, they
mail.
Put so much freaking tape on this crap, and I have these, like, little kid scissors.
Well, I mean, did it come across the country? Yes. It needs tape and a box, and it needs to be securely in there.
It's from E. Sorensen.
There's her birth name.
Well, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Did they double box it?
Oh, my God. No, they quadruple taped this crap. It's like a kid's toy. You open a kid's toy, it is impossible. It's like, yo, why don't we wrap the kid's toys a little bit less so they can get into it.
I don't work for Mattel or Toys R Us. Both are defunct. Or Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, you know what I forgot to talk about on the pod? I'm going to see Messi tomorrow night. Damn.
Yep, sorry, you can't pod about it because you forgot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. And it's now an individually wrapped bags of cocaine.
Yep, they are shrink-wrapped. And
all right, see, that one says Sore Losers.
That says Ray, Sore Losers Podcast. Now, this one says To Bay. Okay, so.
Okay, keep that one in there.
Yeah, we're out of here.
Ray, it's illegal to open up Bay's mail. It's a federal crime.
All right, opening it up. Oh, it's soft. It is a hoodie that says Heavy Hooker Towing. Team Hooker. Okay. Definitely wearing that. Thank you for the shirt. There's no note or anything.
Holy crap. Mine says Heavy Hooker Towing.
Oh, there is a note.
Team Hooker.
It's hashtag Team Hooker. You forgot that. I got a note. It's in a green envelope. It says Lunchbox.
Hey, clutch on the large. That is my perfect size.
Thanks for everything you and your wife do to make Sore Loser Nation a success. Mike and I had such a fun... Had so much fun. We hope to do it again next year. Welcome to Team Hooker, Aaron and Mike. Hashtag Coaches Convention 3. See you at Coaches Convention 4. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the amazing hospitality and making Mike and I feel so welcome. His first experience in Nashville will be really hard to top. We are already looking forward to next year. But for now, welcome to hashtag Team Hooker. Heart, Aaron and Mike.
It's pretty good, man.
Wow.
Yeah, hold them up.
Sore Losers Mail.
Yeah.
All right, we got to make this video short because the last one only got 200 views.
All right, we're out. Bye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.